Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running.
We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Don't worry, I've got it on control.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Oh man, this is nuts. Nurse Henderson to admitting. Nurse Henderson to
admitting. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's from One Tree Hill?
Yeah, that's the finale.
Man,
my god, that's how the show ends?
That's the very end of the show, yeah.
Man, and of course it was a cliffhanger, so I cannot wait to see where this goes.
The dog comes back in season whatever.
I can tell you, as a butcher, that's not a real heart.
Not a real heart.
Not a real heart, baby. That's a sausage skin stuffed with something.
I can tell you this, yeah, the way that they've got a dog in the emergency room with people.
Yeah,
I believe the dog... ate the dog owner's weed, and that's why it came in stoned. So they bring it into the hospital.
Oh, it was hungry? That's why?
Yeah, it had the munchies. That's why it ate it. So, I've read the oral history about that. Yeah, they call it dog heart.
That's what the episode's called? Dog heart?
I mean, amongst like the writers, yeah.
Oh, sick. I thought that was the actual name of the episode. It's like, well, hang on. I could guess what might happen here. I reckon someone's going to drop an esky.
With the world's shittest heart.
This seems to be going a bit slow.
Yeah.
Hold on, we just might make an adjustment. I'll switch back on.
No worries. Am I slow? Because yeah. I can put it on. I might just go on my hotspot.
Go for that. I'm on mine. See if it'll speed up.
Tell you, I'm eating up this hotspot shit doing these fucking Zoom meetings on my shit ass internet.
All right,
cool. Yeah, I'm just hotspotting.
Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah.
All right, sick. Well, we sorted out there. Right. We won't edit any of that out.
Oh, come on, dude. You got to cut some of that shit out, dude.
The people want to know. The people want to know about the internet.
Yeah, we're doing like an
organic. Everyone's going to know I've got shit internet, dude. No, don't show them. No.
I reckon it's good to come out of such a shitty stable like that. Like, man, this guy's still pumping out this kind of content with such shitty internet.
It's like coming out as gay in the 90s. It's like, it's a big deal. Like, oh, man, this content internet sucks ass.
Still became a senator.
Oh, very nice. You want to take the reins?
What? We're in.
We're in. Yeah,
oh,
we're
this
going.
Is it. Hey, welcome back to the Mug Off. This is another week in fucking lockdown. You can better believe the Mug Off boys are coming to you. We got a red hot guest. We've been trying to get you for a while, Lex, but we got you on. It's Alexi Toliopoulos.
Oh, baby. Thank you for having me. I love your pod and I love you three beautiful boys.
Thank you so much. Fire the magic of Zoom. We love this. Hey, what's that beer you're drinking there, Lex? I bet you it's a Wagwan.
Yes, it is. The Lexi's drink of choice is the Toliopoulos drink of choice. It's a Mythos, baby. Greece's premium lager.
Hey, while we're on the topic, happy Greek stuff for yesterday.
Oh my god, yes. Thank you so much. Oh. Christ has risen, as so have I, baby. That's the truth.
You got a hard on?
Yes, brother. For Greek Easter, always got a hard on.
Normally, he has risen.
Yeah. Normally, I would call that quite a personal question, but you left that gate open there.
I got to let you in. I got to be honest about my penis and how it functions.
All right. This is going to be an interesting app.
But while I'm here, I wanted to, you know, give a shout out to all the Greek businesses doing it hard at the moment. Everyone, support your local Greek business. Yep. A lot of these chains are using card for the first time ever, so take advantage of it.
George Calamaris.
I can't wait for the tax department to find out that there's so many Greek eateries around.
Yeah.
Man, thanks so much for coming on. I don't know. Well, I mean, you did just say that you're a big fan of the pod. Don't I have a few words? Actually, this is before we get into that. Interesting day, Jerry. You were telling me you had quite the day today, didn't you? Bugged yourself off a bit.
I had what is commonly known as a brain explosion.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, well, not commonly known. Yeah, maybe if you work in the NRL.
I just lost my tempo on levels unseen since I was on the phone to Telstra last year.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I didn't have any of my tools. I was trying to work, and then it all kind of came in on me, and then I just couldn't do what I wanted to do. I kept fucking it up, so I just ended up fucking my hammer against the wall, and like put a big hole in the wall, and just wanted to kill myself. Basically, I had to go sit down and deep breathe on the gutter, just to calm down enough to go back into work, and then I just had to call my boss, and I was like, I can't. I gotta go home. Like, I can't.
Were there people around when the googs went loose? Were there people around?
Thankfully not, because anyone could have caught an overhand right.
I like that you didn't have any tools at the time. You've just thrown someone else's hammer through the wall.
It actually was. I had to borrow a hammer, and then I fucked it into a wall because I just couldn't deal with the stress of... It's too much, you know. I got a short fuse at the best of times.
What was going on? Did someone lock you in a portaloo or something?
Yeah, someone locked me in a portaloo. You know how frustrating that is.
The apprentice hates getting mugged off. It's not often you're a 33-year-old apprentice getting teased by a 28-year-old boss.
To make me hire the portaloo and then lock me in there? This doesn't seem fair.
Oh, my God.
You're not adult apprenticeship wages?
Honestly, simmering Jared, one of my favorite types of Jared, because it's always like... He has these little like build up of tears coming up in his tear ducts and stuff when he starts simmering. And it's like, fuck, this could go any way. This could go absolutely any way.
Do you remember I nearly got flogged at your gig by that guy?
I will never forget it. That's one of my like premium green lights moments. It was honestly, you've never been better than in that moment.
Yeah, I got this guy threatened to kill me and then hung around after my spot and kept looking at me and shit. And I was like, fucking try it, cunt, I'll destroy you.
Oh my God, it's Jason Bourne.
I definitely know.
It was so good. Because like Jared was like crushing. He started like he was doing like 5 minutes of good shit. He was closing out a bracket.
Yours, which is
this was like
John
green lights, like the nicest room as well. And there was just like this big ass unit, and his like wife sitting in the front row. And the whole like first half, I'm like looking at them. I go like, who the fuck are these people? Why are they here? What are they here for? Like already feeling bullied by them. And then Jared comes on closing out the bracket, and he's like doing 5 minutes of great shit, but the first thing that he did on stage was like, I'm gonna fuck your wife.
Great opening line.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Coming like, in hot, brother.
Very much out of nowhere. And then like in one of his bits or something, there was like a slight callback to like fucking someone. And he ended up pointing to those people again. And the guy's just simmering. The guy's like fucking, you can feel it. The guy's simmering. Jared's just ignoring it. And then he just goes like, man, what's wrong? And just like stops. He stops his set, just like addresses it and goes like, what's wrong with it? And the guy's like, I'm going to fucking kill you, man. You're saying you're going to fuck my wife? I'm going to fucking kill you, man. And then like Jared like eases it and like he like so beautifully stops and just goes, I'm really sorry, man. I didn't mean that. It's like in the heat of the moment. It's performance and stuff. I didn't mean it. And it's like, you're like, holy fuck, Jared just like really stopped everything. And then he just starts going back to bits and he's crushing. He gets back on, he crushes. And then like, I was like, I've never seen anyone go from stopping the show and then starting it again like that. I was like, fuck, yeah. This was like Jared's best performance.
And then I winked at her and then walked off stage.
Yeah, I love that you threw that in there. You know what I have seen? Someone be a total pussy on stage and then just go back into bed doing bits and people are like, let him have it. He apologized.
No, he was being so irrational. He was just like, I'm going to fucking... I was like, man, why? Like, you're being crazy.
Truly.
You got a Zen Master Jerry.
And then, like, after the show, he, like, grabbed me and Nico and was, like, staunching us. And, like, we had to get, like, the bartender to come with us. And it was like, listen, this is, like, word for word, he goes, listen, this was one of the best comedy shows I've ever been to. I loved everyone, but I've got a problem with that guy. I want you to give me his fucking name. I want his fucking name.
And weren't you like, I'm happy to
come back again. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll write it down for you.
I'll sign the poster. You can have a headshot as well. Like, my name's right there.
I wonder if he's been following your career.
Oh, God, I could only pray. I'd love to get sweet release from this nightmare of a life I have to live.
He's the guy.
If you're listening, reach out to us. We'd love to send you a shirt or something.
Yeah, get my scent. I can tell you where I'll be walking. Track me down.
Track him down.
Also, say good day to the miso for us.
Sorry I porked your wife, whoever you are, all right? Give me a fucking break.
Hey, how's the better half?
I'm sorry I said I would root you off, but just to tell you, I won't root you off.
Yeah, not off the way you behaved. You made a real dick of yourself,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, I'm not rooting your wife if you're in the corner kicking off.
Do you reckon you had a shot at rooting his wife?
Look, mate, I reckon I got a shot at any wife.
I reckon you got the best shot at being a wife.
When we were talking to them after, she was like fucking egging him on. She loved it. Yeah. I think she really loved it.
Yeah, well, I left some of my stuff there. So she was a bit salty about how it ended, I think. And she's trying to get him to beat me up.
How long ago was this?
That was a while ago now. Over a year.
Would have been like a year and a half, I reckon. Would have been like class? In the last year.
No, I was training, so I was like, I was ready.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was ready.
Ready to give him a big hug. Mm. Get him on the floor.
What stage were you in, like just rolling the mats out?
All I needed was for him to put on the same size bathrobe as me, and he would have been in trouble. He would have been in a nightmare world.
What's the hardest move in pajama class, top and toe?
No, it's nose to butt. If you get there, they give you the gym.
I reckon the hardest move for Jerry is not kissing the bloke.
I think the hardest move for you is moving on. You get dumped so much, you won't stop talking about it. Get over it, Cameron.
Man, but don't you fucking diminish my pain. It's my story.
Did you hear about his ex-girlfriend, Lex?
What happened?
Broke up with Cameron a week later on a private jet. She couldn't get on a private jet ski with this guy.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. She put in a picture of her in a private jet. Oh, my God. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Jesus. I wonder why I haven't heard of this story.
Oh, because Cameron's ferociously trying to keep it under wraps.
No, I've made no secret of this. It's as if that's not something funny I'm talking about.
Private jet ski.
Yeah, seeing photos of her on a private plane, I'm like, I bet she misses me.
I was doing your laundry. Why is there meat in your pockets?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so it's been a rough week.
I'll tell you what's been a fucking rough week. Lex, we're very excited to hear your stories, but can I just tell this?
Yeah, go off, King.
I
gotta hear it.
My famous car.
Yep.
Got cubed the other week. Got cubed. Got cubed, brother.
How much did you pay for it?
And I got paid.
What?
I got paid 300 fucking bones, brother.
Ooh, how much did you pay for it?
About 20 grand. But that's not the point. I don't think anyone can mistake what you could get for $300. And yep. I'll tell you, I'm burning through this cube money, baby.
Yeah, we might have burnt through it last Saturday, right?
This
in one transaction as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, so like I've been paying Rego on this car, and it's been like the I didn't want to let it go, right?
I'll tell you why. I got a theory on this. Because I remember when
let me hear it mid-story.
When you moved to Sydney, when you moved to Sydney, is it Sydney or Sydney? Sydney. the car represented your old bogan retarded life that you used to have up north. Because I remember when you moved down and the rego ran out, I was like, cunt, just sell it for $5,000. And you're like, nah, I'm going to save up money. I'm going to be the old me again. I'm going to fix it and sell it on.
I never said I'm going to be the old me again. Why would I move into state to be the old me?
Oh, she's going to come back. She'll get off the private jet. She'll get bored. It'll be all right. She'll come home. I'll take her for a ride in the car. And then just never happened.
I moved to Sydney, you were living in the rat house, I was buying you food, you had no money, your cars are getting towed.
Yeah. And now it's 5 years later and you're worse off than I was then.
Yeah, of course I wasn't taking financial advice from a bloke who constantly lived in sweatpants.
With a financial planning degree? Yeah, why would you?
Good Lord.
Anyways, I went to... I, my rego ran out on this car. It's been sitting there for like fucking 2.5 years, right? It's been the bane of my existence. Yep. Always thought that one day I'm going to get it fixed. I walk past it occasionally. I'm like, oh, I'm not. That's fucked. That's going to cost so much money to fix everything on that. Like, the number plates are faded on it.
Oof.
I'm immediately getting pulled over.
Queensland plates?
Oh, I don't need them. I don't need that. I don't need to get hassled. What am I going to drive?
Car been
back?
Sitting in your driveway since you moved to Sydney?
No, nah, it's sitting on a street 2 houses ago. But I've been paying the rego on it, so I'm like, fuck it, you can't tell it, cunt, it's legal. You know?
Like, so it's been there for like 3 years.
Yeah,
well, 3.5 years.
Yeah, well, what are you, one of the fucking neighbors, Lex? So I went around there, like, the rego ran out, and like a week later, like, not even the council, the cops put a letter on it. Saying, like, this thing's been reported as abandoned, either paid or... And it was, like, some crazy fine, like, $800 a day that it stays on the road unregistered. So I went round there, fuck it, well, like, rung up some wreckers, and the dude was like, man, how much do you want for it? And I was like, you tell me. And he goes...
Great negotiating, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, man, I don't... And I was like...
Oh, you want to supply the demand? Yes, please.
I was like, $500.
We'll let you watch it while we crush it. Yeah. Watch us. Is that good enough for you, mate?
Yeah, that'll cost you $200.
I was like, $500. $500, you can cut... He goes, mate, $350. That's all you're going to get. Like, and I was like, I mean, fine, man. What? Yeah, sure. Yep. Five. And he's like... What's the address? And I was like, you're coming now. Man, I'm on my way to work. Like, you can't, I mean, get it now, but how am I going to get the money? And he's like, well, where's the key? And I was like, dude, I'm not there. And he's like, oh, when do you want it? I was like, all right, tomorrow. Anyway, go around there the next day. I wait like fucking 45 minutes. Kind of 45 minutes later, I'm like, obviously, fucking tow truck drivers, you're always waiting around for those cunts. Where are they? Just congregating next to a highway somewhere. They're always... And then when you see... You know when you see tow truck drivers and you're like, fuck off. This is why I have to wait so long. You cunts are just hanging out with your ponytails.
They have ponytails?
Oh, all of them. Ponytails and high-vis vests. Anyways, this dude rocks up. I'm standing there for like 45 minutes. One of the fucking neighbors comes over and goes, you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'm just waiting to get this towed. And she goes, is that your car? And I was like, yeah. She goes... Been there a bloody long time. I was like,
we found our informant.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
They've been dying to meet you.
Yeah.
That's cracking her knuckles.
Yeah. Just old ass lady. I was like, yeah, I know. And just like stared at her.
All tough in like, front of old like, ladies.
Well, I was
you're
just
staunching
like,
this old broad.
I'm not saying it was ages. Oh, like, she's so far away from me, but I'm like, yeah, I know.
What
like,
race?
Like, fucking white. Like, one of the worst cunts. Like, of course you're sticking your nose in here. Mind your business.
So we are a busybody of a race.
You are. Yeah, you do get around a bit in other people's business.
This car's just been an omen in their life for, like, 3.5 years sitting there. And it's just been leading up to fucking meeting you.
Yeah. So I'm waiting there for ages. This guy rocks up and he's, like, looking the car over and he goes, mate, $300. And I was like, man, your boss said $350. And he's like... But, mate, the car, I just pointed at it. And I was like, fucking whatever, man. Just give me the fucking cash. And then as I'm there signing this fucking bill of receipt, the fucking, this other cunt comes over and goes, is this your car? And I was like, yes. He's like, well, it's been a real inconvenience. I was like, yeah, I know. Like, for me as well, man. Like, it hasn't been cool for me. And his fucking dumb shit wife just goes, it's been about 3 years, I think. And I was like, I know, man. I fucking know. And she's like, could you just move it? And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing? And the guy, like, doing that real smiling and nodding thing goes, I don't know, but if you could just move it. I was like, oh, cunt, move the fuck away from
you should have done a Jerry's old man and move it to their fucking lounge room.
Man. I'm just standing there with this dude. He's got a face like gloves and shit. And he's like fucking, I'm signing this book. I'm just there raw dog in the air. Got these fucking, these two dipshits in Petersham. Oh, if you wouldn't mind me. I was like, oh. Man, I was so mad. Like, I G'd myself up on the way over there thinking that someone was going to have a go at me. So I was already halfway through an argument that hadn't happened yet.
Yep.
And the best you could come up with was, yo, I know.
Oh, dude, I was just... Yep. It ruined... It honestly...
You had an hour to think about it on the bus, and the best you got is, yeah, I know.
Well, because obviously I know it's been a fucked thing, but it's like, can't... It, this is like...
I mean, I've played this in my head from every angle. I'm ready for anything. Yo, I know.
It's been here a while.
And yeah, I know.
You've been building up for an hour. These people were building up for 3.5 years waiting for this fucking moment to lay into you.
Dude, I was so angry. I couldn't fucking... It they ruined my whole so day. Mad. Like, I just sat there like, you fucking... Like, I'm getting my car cubed. It's got stickers on, like, bright orange stickers on the fucking... on the windscreen. I'm not just like, hey, this is a cool experience.
Do you get to keep the cube? You should drop the cube off to their house.
Dude, I tell you, I got three crisp $100 bills from a man in gloves and a face mask, and I quickly got out of there because I was like, yeah, it's getting fucking towed today. And then I was like, so is this getting towed today? And he's like, nah, tomorrow. And I was like, cop that for another day, you dogs.
Pushkar.
Yeah. It's been 3.5 years.
So I don't understand, like, this business. Do they pay you to just fucking destroy your car?
Well, yeah, they'll get so much more for it as, like, parts. Like, it was just a wreckage. Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was like a almost like a sexual thing, like they pay you so they can crash your car in front of you, like, and that's all they get from it is the pleasure.
Fin Dom.
They come as I cry.
We'll come crash your sturdy ass car in front of you. Yeah. And then you have to lick our greasy fingers.
They love me being a knight in crushed armor. Have you you've listened to the pod before, Lex? Do you you have some phenomenal mug offs?
I've had a few, but I think it's more like
run-ins with celebs.
Some celebs. I'll tell you, there's one that I feel like is designed for you guys that I got fucking... I'm like the only cunt that's been mugged off by a fictional character.
Uh-oh.
Super Mario?
Jerry, not far off. This is like as close to being mugged off by Mario.
If this about Kama like, Frutera, I'm going to lose my mind.
You're about to fucking lose your mind, cunt, because it's exactly... It's like so close to that. Like years ago, I was working at Sanity. So, I mean,
hell
it's
yeah.
Not
R.I.P.
even more.
Is it, are we talking years or a year?
Yeah, this is like 3 or probably 5 years ago. I worked at Sanity and it was like the last one. It was the one in Marrickville Metro. It was one of the last ones in the city of Sydney. Yeah. And I've never been more deeply depressed in my life than while I was working there. Because every person that came in was just a different version of an idiot that didn't know how to download stuff. Like, that's the entire clientele. It was just people that didn't know how to download anything. It was just
everyone on this end of the couch
in the world. And it just sucked. And they're like, they made me wear fucking trousers and like clothes, like leather shoes every day. Like it was like some little business thing. I was like, what? I'm selling fucking DVDs to idiots. Like, why can't I just like
because
wear shorts or something?
It's Sanity, not insanity. All right. You're going to wear the colors we tell you to wear.
You're starting to get a real like, JB Hi-Fi attitude over here, Alexi. What's going on?
That's how we're going to beat JB. We're going to be business class.
Don't you dare come in here on Tuesday with a mohawk, young man.
They gave us like this shit. Like, this whole job sucked. Like, it truly, I was at the deepest depths of depression. For Christmas, they made us wear like these sales shirts that are like, they like go, oh, buy this Game of Thrones DVD on there. But the one that I had to wear was like this ugly neon blue shirt. And on the back, it said, this Christmas, give the gift of comedy. And then it just had like one-line jokes from like Will Anderson, Akmal, and like fucking Kitty Flanagan. Just like these one jokes. I just felt like the biggest fucking like fat little rube. Just wearing like this ugly shirt. And then one day on a day off, they gave me a call. And they're like, hey, because they knew that I was like doing comedy and like interested in comedy and stuff like that. And they called me and they were like, oh, hey, man. So day off, we were calling you to see if you want to come in because today something very cool is happening. Effie is coming to the store because she's releasing a new CD. Effie's releasing this CD. It's like basically her DJing a CD of like 90 songs. Nice. And between every track, she's like, oh, that one was pretty good, wasn't it? Here's the next one. Like, that's the whole thing.
And it's sold out like, immediately.
She's coming in and she like wants to film her getting the CD and buying her own CD. And we were like, oh, we've got one of our thing. One of our employees is a little actor. He's a little actor in skits and stuff. we'd love to get him.
Love that.
Yeah, could we get him to be the one to sell her the CD? So like, I go in, I have to wear my fucking ugly clothes. I look so fat wearing all these shitty clothes. And I come in, and they're like, okay, she's there. And I'm like, you know, Effie, I'm a Greek comedian. That like, that's my whole life, was watching fucking Acropolis Now and Greeks on the Roof and stuff. Like, I like idolized Mary Kustis. I thought she was incredible, amazing. And I was like freaking out. Like, I called my mom, like, oh, mom, you're not going to believe this. I'm going to meet Effie today. I'm meeting Mary Kustis. And she's like, you got to get a photo. My God, I got it. You got to get a photo with her. And so I get in there, and there she is. She's in all her outfit, her costume. She's like got this giant hair and like this full-on makeup, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like starstruck right now. And they're like, okay, so she's gonna buy the CD from you, you're gonna be behind the counter, she's just gonna like say some funny lines at you and yada yada yada. And I'm like, okay, cool, great, I'm gonna do improv with Effie. Holy fuck, dude, this is gonna be awesome. And I'm like so stoked. I'm like, I'm in part of fucking Greek history right now. This is me. I'm going in the books today. And then
the Olympics, gay sex, and then this.
And so they like get the camera, they like put it up, and they're just like filming over my shoulder at her. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you got to start with her, and then they'll flip it around, and I'll just like
get some reaction
I'll do
shots.
Like
then I'll get
yeah,
my
do some reaction shots. Yeah, I'll do like 60% energy, and when I flip around, I'll really go for it and go big. And so they're doing it. They're like filming her. She's like, oh, can I get the CD? I'm like, yeah, here's the CD. How much? And like, oh, this is like, you can get it for free. It's your CD. You made it, so I'll give it to you for free. Be my honor and stuff like that. And then they never fucking flipped the camera around. They never flipped the camera around. Just my fucking fat cheek looking at her. And that's it. They never flipped the camera around.
Did you
and
get
like,
a credit?
This
at
sucks.
Least?
I'm so depressed. And you know what? I'm not getting fucking paid to be in the ad. I'm being paid like $20
sanity wages
to work at Sanity for an hour. Like, it's not even a full shift. It's like 20 minutes to do like one hour pay. And I'm like, this sucks. This sucks. And I'm like, I go at the end of it. I'm like been doing stand-up for like a year and a half or 2 years or something. I just go like, oh, Effie. I'm like, I didn't even say her name because it's like, I know it's a fucking actor. I know it's Mary Kustis.
Oh, not when she puts like, the wig you know, on though, right?
Yeah. Once the hair goes up.
The hairs. She calls them hairs, okay? It's not just one.
Me and Maury.
I just go, oh, you know, I'm a Greek comedian. I've been doing stand-up for a couple of years. I'm about to do my first like Sydney Comedy Festival show next week. And, you know, could I get a photo of you? You're a big hero for me. And then she didn't fucking break character and just goes, you're pretty good looking, I'll give you that. And I'm like, see, I just told her, like, I'm in your world. And she didn't even fucking give me the decency of breaking character. Going like, oh, good, I hope your show's going to go well, whatever, nothing. Just goes, pretty good looking, I'll give you that. And then took a photo of me and then left. That's it.
Dude, it sounds like you missed out on an opportunity to smooch Effie.
I wish. She was like, she was my hall pass. I got the hall pass, Effie. I called up the misso right after mum and go, listen, I'm going to meet Effie. Please, can I get a sanctioned hall pass right now? I need it. Can you express it to
Mine
me
too.
Right now?
Effie?
Yeah, sorry. It's a weird thing.
Well, let me tell you, she's not gonna break character, Yaz. You're in for a treat.
Oh, I was going to ask her not to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Yaz. Ooh.
I just wanted to say F yeah.
F yeah.
That's it.
Slow news day for Cameron.
Yeah. Can't always be they can't all be winner. I'm still upset about the cube.
We all
You're still mourning the cube.
Yeah, tip one out for the cube.
Pull but one out on the cube, no one gives a fuck.
This is actually a rare mug off for me where I did get revenge.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Please. Now we're talking my linguine.
Yeah. The next week, I was doing the announcements for Sydney Comedy Festival at the Factory Theatre. Like
another $20 an hour job.
Yeah, exactly.
How many
well,
of these
that
do
one
you
was
have?
A little bit more. Yeah.
You're an apprentice, Jerry. This was... If you're earning more than that.
Shut up. I'm a secret millionaire, you know that.
I was doing the announcements for it, and I had like all her list of like all her, the list of everyone that was going to all the shows and stuff, and like how many people were going. And she was like in the main room, and all her people were comps. Like it was all Greek names. And I was like, these are all fucking comps. These are all comps. She has to like rely on selling merch tonight to like make money. And I just like
a lot
started
of
giving like
us on there.
And he's back.
That's a confirmed rocket. I don't care who you are.
Dude, that is the next chapter in Greek history. That bit, Complimentrios, dude, it's made it.
Above and or then below I just anal started. Sex. What do you think?
Oh, it's about even, dude. We'll see. You know, there's two types of anal, man and woman, and I'd say that's in between both, sandwiched between them. So, but we, I started like giving the announcements in Greek, but I was saying to like I was saying, oh, head to the right. Go to Dexia to meet Effie. And I was just giving it the wrong angle so people would walk out of the venue instead of coming to meet her to get, like, to buy merch afterwards.
Yes.
Yes, brother.
Hey, good luck. Yeah, she's not a bad sort. I'll give her that.
Hey, don't mind telling ya, terrible businesswoman. All comps, no merch.
Person you're working with is, who are you talking to?
What's Greek for exit out that way? Could you still do it?
It didn't say exit out that way. You know, in Greek, you can put a full sentence together. You don't have to just say three words that we got.
All right. Well, you've caught me there.
That's so. Was there repercussions for that? Did anyone did Effie realize that you were saying the wrong thing?
Nah, dude, no one ever found out. This is the first time I've ever talked about it. Yeah. I actually feel...
It's the perfect crime.
I feel fucking electric right now. I feel electric. I feel on fire.
You feel free.
I am scared that I'll be caught out now, but I will live in the freedom of
dude,
truth
dude, if you
right
don't
now.
Start after this comes out, start going by electric Toliopolis.
Yep.
You're an idiot, dude.
That's going to be a non-deplume now that you're going to live on the lamb.
Brother, I've been living on the lamb all weekend. Happy
Greek
stuff.
Oh, yes.
Baby.
Happy Greek stuff, baby.
Happy Orthodox Wisdom.
Oos, oos.
Oppa.
Yeah, so you throw a few plates, Alexi?
Yes, dude. That's Greek tradition. We love to smash the plates. We are passionate people, baby.
It sucks
passionate
when you have to people. Do it at your own house in ISO. You're like, fuck, now I'm going to... Gotta get back down to fucking Hobbs and Russ or whatever the fuck.
How did you know a crockery brand off the top of your head? You are an amazing improviser.
Hey, man, I'm not just an average head, all right? I also have average general knowledge.
This dumb motherfucker tries to eat the plate after after every meal.
Yeah, around the Duggan household, Greek Easter was always throwing paper plates on the ground.
Greek Easter also like every other day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every other day we'd wash them off.
I tell you what I did. I did this once in the rat house just to be like, to feel alive. And I think people should get into it. Once in your life, cooked a full dinner with like plates and everything. And instead of washing them, just smashed them against the wall, swept them up and put them in the bin.
Hard to believe they knocked that house down.
But it felt amazing. It was so freeing to be like, I don't have to fucking wash it. Fucked it against the wall.
I would rather wash a plate than sweep one up.
Well, we're different people.
Yeah. That is so retarded. And like to do it in someone else's house, sure. But your own.
I don't know. Yaz, I feel like you probably get behind me on this one.
I don't hate it. I'll tell you that much. I don't hate it. But I can't condone it. I can't.
All right. Okay. Any real motherfucker here, apparently.
I found out something when I was listening to the last one of the last episodes of this podcast. I did some fucking math. I figured out that Yaz and I went to high school together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you went to school with the kid that was called a mutant, correct?
Yeah. I knew that story as soon as he said it, like, holy fuck, he went to my school. I messaged him. It was this teacher. It was this kid.
We can
and
name
I figured
him.
Out
Let's
from
just name
that
him.
That, that Yaz was my like peer support leader at that camp.
See? Raisin, yeah, look at where you've come from now, from the guiding light that I was in your formative years.
you led me down this path, dude. I remember how funny you were, and I was like, I got to be like this legend.
Oh, shucks.
Got to be like this guy.
Alexi, what are you doing next week? Let's get you back on. And every other week, goddammit.
Yaz had a goatee when he was in year 10.
Oh. I know. Probably a ponytail at like, that point too, right?
It was, yeah, but I don't think you had it tied up. It was like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, where it was just like the little goatee on the chin.
Oh, man.
A little goatee on the chin and like a windswept kind of bucket cap hair.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, some of us had to grow a goatee and sacrifice so the rest of us could drink beers. So it was a calculated move. It wasn't a stylistic one.
I'm going to go out here on a limb here. Weed leaf on the bucket hat.
No, nothing like that, yeah. That was all done in-house.
Oh, you stitched on in your own house.
Well, just like it wasn't, yeah. It was like maybe inside the notebook there'd be like a weed leaf drawn, but never.
You weren't going public.
Well, I still had to kiss mum on the way out in the morning.
Walk out the door, unflip the hat, turn it around, put it back on.
Weed leaf, brother.
Weed leaf gives me relief, dude. That's the truth.
Yeah, I just had a goatee and wore bucket hats in high school.
Yeah, man, of course.
Oh,
you
did as well then.
Duggan also had a goatee.
But he also...
I had a goatee, kind of. I grew up in Brisbane and drove a Commodore. Of course I had a goatee. Hey. Not bucket hats. Hats don't fit me.
Rip that Commodore, man. Rip.
Yeah, pour one out for a king.
Pour
one out for the cube.
Oh, you better believe I fingered people in that car.
Yourself all the time driving around Brisbane. I'm fucking cool.
I was trying to remember if I like had any memories of you, Yaz. I remember on that camp we had some fucking shit. It felt like a Christian camp, even though we're public school. Like it was super, the vibe was so fucking weird there. And I remember we went on like this shit bushwalk with like one of the new camp leaders, and they had never done it before. And we got lost for like 2 hours on this bushwalk.
I think I remember.
And I was like this little fat like prepubescent boy, like, and I didn't bring a drink bottle with me. And I'm just like, I just started whinging, going like, "We need to get back now. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking die out here. I'm gonna die of dehydration. I'm starting to sweat.
Backpack of hummus is going to work.
I need to get to a cool room right now. My tzatziki is curdly in my fucking ass right now.
I don't think you understand the urgency of this situation.
Are we going to smash these plates or do I just have to keep carrying them?
And it was like, you know, we had only been going to school for like 2 months. No one like really knew each other. And I was like just going up to all the other people in the group like, "Please, can I have a sip of your water? I need a sip of your water right now. I'm not going to make it through this. I need a sip of your freaking water right now."
Any Greek dip you want for a sip. Any Greek dip.
One sip for one tarama salata, please. I'll give you tarama salata for one sip, please. It's made with caviar. It's one of the richest dips you can get. And I'm trading for one sip of water, a free article, please.
Did you get a sip of water in the end? I can't remember.
No, I did not. I did not get a sip of water. I fucking had to suck it up and go back.
Just
and I
got
was
back
just, parched. I was beside myself.
Oh, Alexi. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I remember we were there and there was like a tightrope that was like pretty low off the ground. And these kids were walking across it. And then me and a bunch of other older kids were just on the other end, just kind of shaking it with our foot, trying to trip them over. And then that same rat bag teacher was like, "Oi, boys, knock it off." And then we're like, "Yeah, fair enough." And then we look back and he's doing the same thing with the kids. shout outs to a real one, that guy. Yeah.
Man, a teacher doing that is next level. Yeah, that's sick.
It kind of made me want to be a teacher.
Like, yeah.
You can just...
Man, this teacher was such a dirtbag. Honestly, as soon as Yaz said it, I was like, I know exactly who this guy is talking about. I just messaged him his name straight away. He was like, he always used to like wear leather jackets and like slick back his hair.
Oh, man.
And he had like this little pot belly guy. He was
such
a
crisis.
Teacher.
Didn't he have... He had an earring too.
Oh, man, it's come rules.
Full on.
I bet any money this guy had a wedding ring tan because he was divorced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was recently divorced.
It's actually like a sweet gig, but if you're a dead shit, be like,
"Yeah, man,
I'm going to have like 12 weeks off a year.
13 weeks off a year.
13 weeks off a year and just, you know, you can phone that shit in." Like, dude, like I got a cousin who's just like a temp, but
He's just in temps are in demand. He just cruises around school to school, not giving a fuck. He owns like three houses. Like he's on the higher rate.
I reckon if you're if you're a dead shit teacher, you're getting mugged off from when you were at school. Right, like as a student, everyone still remembers you as like one of the biggest gronks. This cunt used to eat crayons and like he could just dare him to eat sand and shit and he'd do it. And now he's back and there's a whole new generation just mugging him off as being a shit teacher.
I don't know. There was this teacher, this really hot teacher in our high school. Don't want to say
what was his name?
Yeah. What you were saying? His name before Mr. Glenn or something.
Oh, ha ha, boys. We're all having a good laugh. I hope you had fun getting your shots in, but can I go back to my story?
Yeah. Get back to it, man.
But, and she would, when all the year 12.
It's so immature. It's so dumb.
It's so lame.
What was his name?
But to the delight of all of us. All of us scrambling to chime in first.
Dog Paul. But yeah, she would she would pick like a guy in the year, like the hottest guy, and then when he went from year 12 to like there was only like two pubs that people went into in our area, and she'd just go to the Mean Fiddler and fuck this Todd guy that was in the year 12. And then like the hottest year 12 guy from every year, she would just fuck him like when he got out of school. And I remember at the time thinking, that's fucking awesome. But looking back now, pretty sick.
Yeah, even cooler.
Having not changed my mind one bit. I was about to call you the most jealous cunt for getting upset about that now, but that's still sick.
I couldn't get a look in the door. I was a mongoloid in high school.
I don't reckon you'd get a look in now. She'd be like 60.
Well, I'm the age she was when she was fucking everyone, you know?
Really?
Yeah. She was like just 30.
Wow.
And so, so hot.
Imagine that, like as a 17-year-old boy, you've
what a dream maker.
Maybe touched some puss at a, you know, you've opened a couple of clams at a blue light or something like that. But then,
hey, excuse me, Mrs. I've been in first gear my whole life. Do you mind taking me to fifth right now? And yes, we will bleep that name.
Yeah.
I hope we don't.
She's out there. Oh,
well, for you, more like Mrs. Longshot. Yes.
That joke only works if the name doesn't get bleeped out, so it's actually retarded to do that.
Sorry, Mr. Longshot.
All right, see, now it all works.
Now we're keeping it.
It's funny every time. Every time.
Send it to press.
That's crazy that all those young kids, like the hottest guy in your school was gay and had sex with this hot teacher that you thought was hot, that Mr. What was his name again?
And I'm just sitting watching like, maybe.
Maybe I could suck on his little peen.
Well, I went from being like 4 foot to 6 foot in like 6 months. So I would just fall downstairs all the time.
Man, right? Like a baby like giraffe.
You as well, because you're a big fella. Like you just legs would go weird place. I was always falling downstairs. And
not you and me, huh, Lex? We grew at an appropriate, an appropriate rate.
Outwards. Consistently.
Yes, I fluctuated not in height but in width during high school.
Wait, I think we're good hots. Not you. You two cunts are weird, but me and Lex.
Yeah, I mean, Lex definitely is. I don't know about you, mate. You fucking
come on, mate.
Like that dwarf.
I think Cameron's hot too. I think Doug is hot.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
girls. He's got a beautiful shaped head.
Yeah, girls love a short, fat guy who with bad teeth that eats raw meat in the first date. That's what they're into.
That's trendy now, dude. Eating raw meat's trendy. Duggan's on trend, dude. Fucking steak like, tartare, brother.
It's like the keto got diet that, or something. Like
yeah. He's got that pocket tartare ready to go on any day.
You got that lint garnish?
Boy.
Have you got any other sick mug-offs, Lex?
Oh, man. Well, one came to me when I was watching the clip that you guys showed, which is from One Tree Hill, where
Chad Michael Murray, what a dreamboat. What an actual... what a man.
One of the hottest blokes. Absolutely. I'd kill everyone. From the 90s and 2000s.
I'd kill everyone on this Zoom call just to have a shot with him. Just one, just to
Just a kiss. A little.
Yeah, good luck, mate. Also, all your mates are dead and you still don't get to fuck Chad Michael Murray.
It's like, ugh. And you just killed all your mates.
Now you got no one to talk to your rejection about. Yeah.
Also, no one saw it happen because all my mates are dead. So yeah. It's actually not bad. I'll just go home to my wife and say, but it went really well.
But I worked, you know, Craig Anderson?
Yeah.
Krandis, dude. I worked on his film as like I was like assisting and like just filling in all the departments and stuff. And there was like one day where I was the only person in art department, so I had to do fucking everything. And I'm like, Craig Anderson, he's my fucking mentor. I'll do anything for him. I love him. I'll do anything for him to this fucking day. But it was like the first day that Dee Wallace, who was the star of the movie, who was the mum from E.T., was on The Howling and all these like classic movies that I loved. She was on set and he had to pull me aside and whisper to me. He's like, hey, Lexi, thank you so much for helping out on everything. But here is the thing that I need you to do for me today. We're doing the birth scene today and I need you to thaw out this placenta for the birth scene. I was like, what? I thought he said polenta, and I'm like, okay, I've worked the polenta before, I can do this. And he's like, no, it's like a human placenta. He got like an actual woman's placenta for this movie to be in it, and he, for this birth scene, he told me that he got it from a woman that worked at the ABC. He asked her if he could have a placenta when she was pregnant for this movie, for this like cheap horror movie.
What the fuck?
So I had to like, for like 6 hours, I had to like defrost this human placenta. Like, you know, how would you defrost meat? Like in a fucking tub of water in the laundry to like, so Dee Wallace wouldn't see it. I had to like keep hiding from her so she wouldn't see this fucking human flesh that I had to defrost to be used in one scene that you don't even see in the movie. It doesn't even get seen in the movie. And it's like being like kept with formaldehyde and stuff. And it's got all this biohazard shit. Like, be careful. There is real blood. You could get fucking like a virus from this thing. And I'm like this fucking. I'm like this 23-year-old kid just like defrosting this placenta. It was disgusting.
Man, that's hectic. And they didn't even show it in the movie.
You don't see it in the movie at all. It's like in darkness.
So what if they did they like, how'd they use it though? Like, once you're done defrosting it, what did you...
Don't act like you don't know. You look like a guy who eats placenta.
I ate placenta.
they just flopped it on the bed. So just sitting on the bed as set dressing.
Oh, yuck. Jesus Christ.
Well, we've got some sick reviews to read this week.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, Lex, indulging me.
I would love to be present for the reviews. Get them out, brother.
Yeah, you do a
flop
bit of this.
Flop out those reviews like a placenta on the bed, butter. That's what I want to see.
Hey, Lexi, thanks for coming in. Thanks so much for all the help. Do you mind just frosting a couple of these reviews for us? Yeah, so while we've got you, Lexi, anything you need to plug or promote? You're a very busy boy.
Oh, yes, I'm a busy boy. I've been making a lot of podcasts. We're doing Total Reboot still while we're in ISO, which is the podcast I do with former guest Cameron James.
Yeah, friend of the show, Cam James.
I still get pissed.
Reboots,
to that
remakes,
episode.
And ripoffs. Oh, it's so funny. That's one of the best eps. We were talking about like in our Facebook group for that podcast of like what are your other favorite podcasts, and lots of people were giving the Mug Off a shout out.
Oh, yes.
In particular, that Cameron episode, saying that's a good one to start with.
Yeah, that is a good. Might I say, it's a great jump. I mean, people listening already listen to us, but yeah, it's a good one.
It's
a good
red
one.
Hot one. Get in there. Yeah, so what else you got, Lex? The Total Reboot?
Total Reboot. We got Finding Drago on the ABC.
Oh, that one's great.
Yeah, podcast as well.
I was there for the beginning of that, the brain.
Yeah, job. Jared was there. Jared was there the moment where I revealed the book for the first time.
Wow.
Really?
And like any great show or like media gets so much better the moment Jerry walks away.
Yeah, actually, we didn't chop him out. We did not use the clip in the podcast at all. It was chopped out.
I'm still waiting for my check in the mail, but I guess it better get lost or something.
Man. It's called Keep Checking the Mail.
Right, I just got to read these reviews real quick that we can get back to goofing off. This one's from Always Killer. Sorry.
Jared is... Let the record show that Jared is leaning into the computer that I'm being screened on. And it is just a shot of his crotch. I'm just looking at Jared's crotch. And then Cameron in the big far background. Whoa.
Hell yeah, brother.
Look at that string penis. Oh, mama.
This review is from Sonic Life OMG. Not the best title. Always killer. 5 stars. I don't think I'd make it through ISO without the goods from the big three. Thanks so much for that, hell brother. Yeah. I love this review. I read it to Yaz already. By Adrienne Rose, $33. As a Taylor Swift fan, mother of two, straighty 180, I'm sure I'm not the target audience for this podcast. That's fair. There's a fair few references I don't get, but I listen to the podcast every week. It's so wrong. I hope I never meet the big three in real life for fear of them mugging me off. But I love the show. And thank you, boys, for the laughs.
Oh, we would
love it.
Probably oh never, my gosh. Adrian.
Beautiful review.
We would never, yeah. Adriana. We appreciate our fans so much. We'll even, you know, we're for this pod's for the fucking people, you know.
We'd mug off our enemies, never our friends.
Never the fans, yeah.
I mean, we'd mug anyone off, but, you know, it's the harshness.
Nah, yeah, I'm not going friends. At a fan.
Aren't you?
Nah. Love them.
Never go at a fan.
Never go at a fan. I've got a line.
Pussy.
The one person Jared won't mug off is someone that genuinely likes him but doesn't know him very well.
The funny thing is, like, he gave himself that little like code of honor, like 2 days into starting comedy. It's taken him 13 years before he can actually use it. That's right, I'll never mug off a fan.
Do I regret the back tattoo? Yes, I do.
Cut to 2020. Finally.
Thank you for backing me up against evil, very weird Cameron.
I'm not weird and evil.
You're weird. You've got these strange things about you.
Yeah, but that doesn't make me weird or evil.
Unusual hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, sorry to you two cunts that I've still got heaps of it.
That is below the fucking belt.
It balled up.
Some things, some things are just off limits. Mate.
Yeah. not for me, mate. Not for me.
Actually, if you could just leave my house.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Treat me like your hairline, mate.
The laughs are receding right now.
Oh, no. I'm about to throw this microphone. I can't handle it.
Oh, mate, it's a bit much, we'll be in space. Our consciousness will be in the Wi-Fi soon. Don't worry about it.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, within the next week.
Probably. The 5G is going to swallow us all up.
How do you feel about the 5G, Lex?
I love this episode so much because I've not mentioned coronavirus once.
Well, there you go, mate.
Oh, God, you ruined it, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do you reckon the 5G is killing the trees?
Honestly, the only 5Gs I care about are the five Greek brothers, my dearest uncles.
George, and George.
Little George.
The fifth one's Greg.
But it's George for tax purposes.
Yes.
Flash
legally, it is George, but that's it. That's the truth.
Yeah, we'll call him Greg.
Who are your top five wogs, do you reckon? And is Effie still on the list or is she off?
Effie still is on the list. She's been grandfathered in. You can't get rid
iconic.
Of Effie.
Iconic, I would say.
Who's on the Mount Rushmore of Aussie wog comedy?
All right.
You've got
Aussie
four.
Wog
I
comedy,
know you've thought about
you
this
got,
before.
You got four.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you another one. Fucking George Capanyaris, he rules. I'm going to put him on.
He rules are not paying, cunts.
That's your favorite wog comedian's favorite wog comedian.
Yes, that's true. He's the real one. The first stand-up show I ever saw was called Il Dago, and it was like an Il Divo cover, and it was live. George Capanaris, Joe Avadi, Simon Palomares, and Nish from Queensland. Do you know Nish Duggan?
Yeah, I do.
What's Nish?
Man, one of the first comics I ever saw live.
He was like, he had this like pretty good career, and then he just like stopped to be like a stockbroker or something and made like bank.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then just kind of like just before I left Brisbane, like kind of came back a bit.
Mm. I think I did a gig with him. I'm thinking of Desh.
No, Nish.
Oh, Nish.
Yeah, there's similar sounding ethnic names, Jerry.
Mate, they all
they're not all the same guy.
They're all one giant funny blur.
But I would go all of those three. I put fucking Joe Vardy up there.
Yeah, nice.
I would give a huge shout out to Vince Sorrenti.
Oh,
one
yes.
of the funniest wogs.
Played him on the show.
Honestly.
Yep. Yeah, one of
Sorrenti.
The first greats.
one of the first greats. I hear like so many great stories about Sorrenti, but I always go back to the bloke video clip where he's smoking that big old cone. I love that shit. He was the first wog to do stoner humor in Australia, and that's why we salute Vince Sorrenti every night.
Fucking hell. Fuck,
he won.
To Sorrenti. Salute.
Salute. Didn't he beat Norm, right? In To Catch a Rising Star?
Sorrenti. Yeah.
Or like he beats like Norm in some like MTV fucking.
No way.
Wow. He got like a Tonight Show on MTV.
Shit.
Yeah, Vince Sorrenti.
Oh my god.
Is there anything the man?
He's the hero.
Do?
Man, he's the greatest.
The godfather.
Apparently the highest paid comedian in the country.
To corporates. For corporates. Yeah. Him
for
and
corporates.
Elliot.
That's what I've heard.
I serve him
someone
at work
was
sometimes.
Telling me.
You do?
Yeah.
Ask him for a gig.
No.
Ask him.
Get him on the pod, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that has crossed my mind, but...
That'd be great. Oh. Yeah. I can't talk about future podcast guests where we've got one of the all-time Greek legends on the line.
Yeah, while
we got him for a few more minutes.
While we got number five on here.
Yeah. Do you reckon you cracked the Rushmore, you reckon?
No way, dude. No, there's too many greats I've left out. I didn't say Tahir. I didn't say
Tahir's
Roger Haiti.
Hey, what
I
about Nick Giannopoulos,
Akmal,
dude?
Yeah, Nick Giannopoulos, he's like the Lincoln Memorial. He's not even on the thing. He's got a whole thing just dedicated just to him by himself sitting
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
no
sure.
mates.
He's a deep cut. Like
I would also put I put Superwog up on the
yeah,
on the Mount Superwog's Rushmore.
Sick, yeah.
They got Superwog the tap from Nick Giannopoulos. He's like, you guys can use Wog.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he gave him the tap. He likes what they're doing.
But he's
Bruno Lucia would be like a deep cut. If there's like three or four people listening to this who are probably laughing right now. But you're welcome. The original club acts, I believe. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Tahir about Bruno Lucia. Let's see what happens.
I will.
Is it Bruno Lucia?
I know. I don't know him.
Yeah. Bald guy. Yeah, yeah. He's always got jokes about selling drugs. So, shout outs, man. We could get him on. That's a big four.
Yeah, he'd like the vibe of the pod. Probably. Yeah.
Mate, who doesn't? Should we pull the stumps up?
Yeah. I think
that'll be good.
Not a bad innings.
Yep. Thanks so much for coming on, Lex.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much,
pleasure.
Lex.
I miss you guys. I'm so glad I got to hang out with you virtually. It was a true, beautiful pleasure.
Hey, man, I cannot wait to give you a warm embrace when this is all over.
Oh, yeah.
I would say...
Duggan, you're going to be one of the first people I'm ready to hug.
Hell yeah,
I'll do it early. I'll even do it early right now, dude. Yeah.
Dude, I'd do it now. Like, I'll just come out.
Supporting the new diggers. The Coles workers on the front lines.
Wants to meet a hero before I blow up.
Age shall not weary him, nor the years condemn. Yeah, every time he walks in here, I play the last post.
When customer shall protect him.
When customer approach meat, he does give them.
You got to get a photo of me and Duggan hugging just while everyone else is walking around the big parade after.
A bunch of chicks vomiting
the
next to
over.
All right, then.
I can't wait for
it. Yeah, listen to Total Reboot and Fighting Drago.
Also, if you love the pod, and we know you're out there, we get a lot of listens.
Like and subscribe.
On iTunes, and follow MugOff69 on Instagram.
Yep.
That's where the clips are.
What's your Twitter and Instagram?
Oh, at This Is Alexi on both of them.
Yeah. Yep. Hit him up. Lex is one of the true heroes.
One of my favorite boys.
Of the comedy.
I love you three very much. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Alexi.
Shout out to you, Adrian. I love you. Bye.
off, baby.